We need to take a minute and just appreciate what the Detroit Pistons are doing this season. I mean, 27-9. That's not just good. That's the kind of start that makes you sit back and really notice. If you've been following Detroit basketball at all, you know how long it's been since the city had a team that feels consistently in control. I mean, last year, they kind of dinked and dunked their way into the playoffs. I think they got a little further than people expected them to get, kind of got hot late. But right now, the Pistons, they're doing it in a way that feels complete. This feels like a better NBA team. There's a balance to this team that really has struck me when I've seen the games. And it's that they defend, they rebound, they move the ball. And they have stars who aren't just flashy, but they're reliable. Now, I know that some of you, you know, that are going to listen to this are going to go, well, but this mistake was made there. And that I get it. I get it. But the reality is that 27 wins, they're making the right plays at the right time. They're hitting the shots when it matters. Now, we're not going to complain about that because it's working. But the point is that they are staying composed even when games get tight. That's a level of maturity we haven't seen from this team. I mean, like I said, we did kind of anticipate that last year we may have been onto something, but we're seeing it unfold this year, and it starts with the coaching. I think everybody's buying in. 27-9, guys. 27-9. I'm not going to get off of it because it's not just luck. The NBA is a tough league. It's a grown man's league. And this is a team that's learning how to close out games, how to handle pressure, how to win when things don't go perfectly. Closing wins, blowouts, road games, back-to-back stretches, they're handling it all. And that says something about character. That says something about the culture in the Detroit Pistons locker room right now, about the leadership. Now, it's still early-ish in the season. But I think Detroit is showing that they're a legitimate contender in the East. And we can't forget the psychological edge that the Pistons get from having that kind of a season so far. I mean, when you start beating the teams you're supposed to beat, and you're also taking down those who you shouldn't be able to, well, I think we all know how that affects a team. Confidence starts to build up. This isn't a team intimidated by history, by the schedule, or by the moment. I mean, they've got swagger about them. They've got a swagger about them without the arrogance. And that's rare. That's rare in the NBA. I mean, you could probably think of 10 players off the top of your head when we talk about NBA players currently that are arrogant. The Detroit Pistons don't have any of those players right now. You see the young guys stepping up. You see the bench guys knocking down shots. Defense is being shared. That's why you go from good to really hard to beat. And that's where the Pistons are right now. I think if this continues, I think if they keep this balance, this culture, this consistency, we're not talking about just a good Pistons season. We're talking about a team that could make a real statement come playoff time. And I'll tell you something else. And Stephen A. just made a comment about this earlier today. We didn't forget the Knicks. Let's just let everybody know that right now. The Detroit Pistons did not forget the Knicks of last year. And we're coming for them. We're coming for them for sure.